Chapter 10. John D. Rockefeller. John D. Rockefeller was one of the richest and most powerful industrialists in America. Yet his quite personal style was the antithesis of the aggressive business tycoon. He was a reserved man who never laughed loudly and appeared almost shy in public. A devout Baptist all his life, he learned through his church and parental upbringing to avoid waste and to be frugal, hardworking, conservative in dress, and modest in action. Among his business associates, he was known as a precise and prompt man who scrupulously observed the terms of his contracts. Driving, gardening, and riding horses provided relaxation. Rockefeller had no special love for literature, music, or the arts, and most of his business decisions were based on information from trusted advisors. Extremely systematic and organized, Rockefeller developed a style of accounting that was accurate to the third decimal. The oil business of the 1860s was as wild and unrestrained as the gold rush, and this must have been uncomfortable for a man such as Rockefeller. Nevertheless, he headed the Standard Oil Company, the most powerful petroleum refining and distribution company the world had ever known. Thanks to Rockefeller's efficiency and foresight, the firm took care of many aspects of the intensely competitive oil business. The company made its own barrels, built warehouses, and bought a fleet of tankers to deliver their products worldwide. In some quarters, Rockefeller was decried as the original robber baron who cared for money and power exclusively at the expense of the public good. He attempted to eliminate all competitors by forming a business trust to monopolize the industry. Acting in the public interest, Congress soon passed antitrust legislation which dissolved Rockefeller's Standard Oil of Ohio in 1892. A federal lawsuit dissolved Standard Oil of New Jersey in 1911. By employing publicity agents, engaging in significant acts of philanthropy, and speaking more openly about his activities, Rockefeller was largely able to change adverse public opinion about him. The University of Chicago, one of the world's great universities and producer of many Nobel Prize winners, was started in 1889 with Rockefeller money. During that project, Rockefeller met Frederick T. Gates, an able and imaginative Baptist minister who became his principal philanthropic advisor. Together, they founded four philanthropic organizations: the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research, the General Education Board, the Rockefeller Foundation, to promote the well-being of mankind throughout the world, and the Laura Spelman Rockefeller Memorial Foundation, later absorbed into the Rockefeller Foundation. Throughout his lifetime, Rockefeller gave away $550 million through these organizations, which still remain active today. Although Rockefeller possessed neither great intelligence nor a broad vision, he was a brilliant organizer who was able to surround himself with extremely able advisors. His greatest failures were that he never understood the importance of public relations, nor the need to change his business practices in the light of new ethical considerations. Throughout his life, he was driven not by money nor power, but by a hatred of disorder and waste.